The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's the Friday Funnies and the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome to Canada. Would you like some maple syrup? No, I'd like a hotel if I can get one. How do you like your maple syrup? Do you want a big vat of maple syrup? No, do you have any place I can sit down? Just on these vats of maple syrup. Like, years ago, Canadians were walking through the forest and they saw a tree with disgusting brown goo dripping out of it. And they said, there's disgusting brown goo dripping out of that tree. Let's eat it. And let's make other people eat it. We'll make our fortune selling disgusting brown goo to people. Well, how? Will they just eat it with a spoon? No, no. You know what? Maybe they'll pour it on perfectly good food.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Oh, man, that's Gilbert, my man Gilbert. He's the best. I was in Canada with Gilbert Gottfried. We did Global Relief, it was called, and it was for everything environmental, right? And I swear to goodness, I've told you this before, forgive me. Gilbert goes on stage. My son Joey's with me, and I'm watching. We're in the wings because you always watch Gilbert because you never know what's going to happen at any given time. When you get a chance to see Gilbert Gottfried live, you've got to see Gilbert Gottfried live. So Gilbert starts, and it's all environmental. It's all about the environment, and everything's clean and nice. And he goes, I just came back from feeding some dolphins styrofoam. He's the first. That's his opening line. His opening line. I went, no, don't say it, Gilbert. He is the most politically incorrect guy. But talk about comic genius. Gilbert, comic genius all across the board. So thank you, Matt, for putting that on. Always love to hear. It's so true about maple syrup, too. Who came up with the idea of maple syrup? You know, my nephew, Brett, actually taps his own trees down there.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he gave me, for Father's Day, gave me maple syrup.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
Real, it was great maple syrup. Like,
wow.
And he makes, how do you make maple syrup? Yeah, you know,
I don't know. You
drive something into the side of a tree and you wait.
That's Judge Napolitano. That's his thing.
Right? Judge has, he makes it, right? That's right. He's got a whole farm that does that.
It's a little late getting us our supply.
It's like, you know, I don't want to be obnoxious about it. So this is it. So I go grab a suit yesterday, scrambled out of here out of the house and get a suit. Now, and I try to put the suit, and I meant to grab a dark blue suit. Frank, what color does this suit look to you?
It looks black to me.
See, it looks black to me. Matt Zambolin, you said it looks like a midnight blue, you said.
Okay.
Looks like a Matt Zambolin, Matt Conklin. Matt Zambolin, what does it look like?
It's like a dark navy, almost black.
I thought it was too black because I wore the kind of a red, white, and blue kind of tie. Dark blue goes with the blue suit. I think I grabbed the wrong suit. I think I have a bluer suit than this. So then what do? I try to match the socks. Stay with me on this.
Yeah.
So I got the
this
black and blue socks.
Now, the socks, your outer socks look great. They're blue and black stripes. I love them.
Pair of socks number one.
Now I'm going to do this. Now what I'm doing is
I'm peeling back a layer of sock.
And
now there's a second, when it's 100 degrees out, there's a second pair of socks underneath your original layer.
It just fits these shoes that I got
better.
This is
what you do in winter. This is what you do when there's a blizzard.
No,
you wear two layers of socks.
It's what you do when your shoes don't fit. Because I don't like loose, so I got a little tight. But
you're wearing two pairs of socks.
And the second pair is lighter with like kind of a white kind of pattern, a black pattern. Do you like the black? Or you like these?
I like the blue and black.
Blue and black.
I don't like that you're wearing two pairs of socks.
Well, it just fits in good in these shoes that I got, my online shoes that I got for like $75, whatever it was.
Too hot, Joe.
Yeah.
It's better if you're wearing a full suit and a tie.
And, excuse my cufflinks. My cufflinks.
The White House cufflinks, right?
Mr. Morant, they're the ones you got.
I know. I'm aware.
Is that what that insignia is? The White House. Great.
Exactly.
So now the question is, when I go and we do the fundraiser for President Trump later and I go in, I don't want to wear something dark. See, Matt Conklin said, because it's daytime, really, so you don't wear dark. So I have my, what Page Six calls my sapphire blue suit, my Carol Alt suit. I call it. It's a sapphire blue, kind of red, white, and blue.
This is a day for seersucker, though.
Yeah, but how about sapphire blue, red, white, and blue tie? Is that too much like, hi, Mr. President?
No, God bless America.
I think that's nice.
You know what I mean? That look like kind of a dark, like, hey, it's red, white, and blue. Wouldn't I see my cufflinks Frank Morano got me? Look at those. Yeah. They're presidential.
No, you know, he always wears the solid color ties.
He never
put stripes on his ties.
Well, I'm going to try it today. Hopefully I won't stand out, look like a geek. You know what I mean?
I think you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I guess so. About in Jersey. I love that in Jersey. Yeah. You know what I love about it? I know you identify with this. If you were going to go to a presidential fundraiser, you would want it to be in Staten Island somewhere. So it's kind of on the way home.
Yeah,
so this is like, this is 20 minutes from my house.
A lot to be said for convenience.
Especially on a Friday getting out of New York, you know? Mr. Boyce, there's our boss right there, Phil Boyce walking in. It's great they can keep an eye on us. That's why we have windows. That's what that's for.
Yeah, Mike Smart, he blacked all his windows out.
What is with that?
I don't know.
Mike Gallagher, who he's got millions of listeners every day, 10:05 on AM 970 Answer, across the country on Salem Media. It's all blacked out.
Yeah.
Were people gawking at him like me?
I don't know.
I think it was me.
I don't know.
I think he did it because of
Probably.
Me. Because I was gawking because I'm a radio geek.
Yeah.
Well, look, Mike Gallagher.
He's got this big comfortable chair, these fancy headphones.
And he wears one pair of socks, too. That's how cool he is. He doesn't need two pairs of socks like me. What's he got, the comfortable chair in there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how come we can't get that stuff, Frankie? We get nothing, Matt. Can you see that?
I shouldn't
push it. We got promos and we got comedy cuts. I should be grateful for that, right?
I think in Mike's defense, I think he bought that chair himself.
Yeah. Well, no, don't push it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm everything free for this guy. Hey, how are you? Free shoes, free socks, free everything. No, I actually paid for these socks, actually. The second pair is a gift.
Second pair is a gift, yeah.
Thank you. Episcopo in the morning. It's 8:11 right now. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us and tell you what films you want to see. Democratic, liberal, far-left films you want to see.
No, The Lion King.
He's a great guy. Jeffrey's a good guy.
The greatest.
You know, but people get upset when he says anything. We'll try to keep it politically okay with Jeffrey. Mike Lindell is coming in. Love Mike Lindell. Mr. MyPillow himself, a great patriot. And I have the American flag on my lapel that Mr. Lindell got me, kind enough to got me, when we were broadcasting from Trinitas, if you remember, Medical Center, over there in Elizabeth. And Mike got me this great Donald Trump design tie that you, American flag lapel that you have. Which have Steve Guttenberg is on. And Steve, you know Steve from Cocoon, remember? Police Academy, of course. Short Circuit. Three Men and a Baby, remember that?
You know who directed Three Men and a Baby?
Yes.
Nobody knows this.
Yes. Don't tell me.
Nobody knows this.
Okay. Yeah, it's like Francis Ford Coppola.
No, right? Ready? I'm going to blow your mind.
Not Amy Heckerling.
I'm going to blow your mind.
Wait. I know who did it because they called me on that early on.
Did they?
Yes, they did. They called me a lot of things. I just wanted to stay in New Jersey.
The same thing happened with Steve Guttenberg. They offered him a role as Bill Murray's character in Ghostbusters.
Is that right?
And he turned it down to do Police Academy.
Oh, that's right. We'll have to talk with them about it. But you do. They called the chat with me. They didn't make an offer, but there was a French director.
It was not.
I am just losing out on this completely.
No. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
The director of Three Men and a Baby.
Give me, what else did that director direct?
Well, I'll tell you, he's dead.
Okay, good. That really helps. Alfred Hitchcock.
No, he did not direct much else. He directed maybe three or four other films. But his son is a pretty noted TV director.
Now
he's best known for being an actor. I'll tell you that.
Oh, gosh. And he's dead, though.
Dead actor.
Yeah. Joe Piscopo?
No. Jewish.
I give up.
Okay. See, Al might get this if he were here.
I don't think Al would get this. Yeah.
Three Men and a Baby was directed by Leonard Nimoy.
Great piece of trivia.
Nobody knows.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Nobody knows.
We'd be here 10 o'clock.
Leonard Nimoy's son doesn't even know that.
Yeah. It was Leonard Nimoy directed it?
Yeah.
And did he give directions like Spock, do you think? I think that take was illogical. I think you should do it again.
That's very funny.
You know, did he wear the ears to the...
No.
Good guy, Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
Never met him. Great, right. I have no idea. People say something negative about him. Everybody knows when you say something, they always say something negative, like it's supposed to be salacious. Whatever you talk about anybody, they take the negative. Oh, did you know? And like that. No, I always say nice, and I go, met him, great guy. I've never met him.
I met Leonard Nimoy when I was 11. I went to a reading that he did, and I went up to him after the reading that he did of this.
This was on Staten Island, right?
No, it was in Manhattan, right? And my mom was kind enough to take me. And I ran up to him after the show, I said, excuse me, Mr. Nimoy, you know, I asked him to sign my book. And I said, I'm sorry to bother you, but in the Star Trek episode, The Cage, when you beam on to Rigel 12, you're limping a little bit. Now, this is something he did in 1966, right?
Oh, my
God.
This
is, he has, like, no desire to answer questions about this. I said, you're limping a little bit when you come off the transporter pad. Why are you limping in that? And then he was patient enough to answer my question.
Did he have a foot problem?
Yeah. No, he said, the idea was that we'd been injured on a previous mission.
Well, so it was kind of along the lines of
exactly.
The script.
Yeah, exactly.
But that you noticed that. Frank's such a diehard Star Trek guy. But you got me to William Shatner. Well, you told me what a great guy he is.
Yeah, and
he's a regular guest on the show, and he is spectacular.
Shatner is somebody that knows a lot of people, and he's friendly with a lot of people, but he wrote this book about Leonard Nimoy. He's written actually several books about Nimoy. And he said Nimoy is really the only person that he's ever really considered a best friend.
Nimoy
was best man at his wedding, his third wedding, and he helped try and get his wife help for her addiction and her alcoholism, and they didn't speak for the last 6 or 7 years
of Nimoy's life.
Well, Shatner could never really figure it out, Nimoy would always ask for Shatner because they shared the same agent, he apparently made this movie, and he used some footage of Nimoy that that Nimoy didn't want in there, Shatner never could understand why that was such a sore subject for Leonard. So,
all right, sounds good. But you know, in all the inside line, right. And Steve Guttenberg will let us know what it was like to be directed by Leonard Nimoy in Three Men and a Baby. Miss Arizona is Steve's new film we'll be talking about, and Jeffrey Lyons will be talking. I bet you Jeffrey knew that about Leonard Nimoy, certainly.
I don't know. I mean, is he going to remember?
Is he listening like
that? He probably is. He's probably, scripting his 1920s baseball references and anti-Trump jokes.
So wait, now we got a lot of news, but I'm dancing around it.
I threw the Leonard Nimoy.
Thank you. Because once I get started, I get very upset.
Yes.
I get very upset. What's happening? I see what's happening to the country, and I get upset, and so I deviate. I cause and throw out distractions.
Yes,
you will see.
Right,
double socks, color of suit.
Mm-hmm.
You will see the presidential fundraiser this afternoon in Bedminster. Just little things, not so little things, but just because. And now this, just one more distraction before we get to the news. I'm just so tired of the negativity. It's Friday. We could do it. First mid-engine Chevrolet Corvette coming out. Did you see this, Frankie?
I did not see that.
Okay.
That's wild.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I told Iggy. I said, Iggy, Route 22 Toyota. Iggy, I want a vet. Look, this is a midlife crisis, but it's like my third midlife crisis. See, you go through different.
Two socks.
Wrong suit.
A vet.
Wrong suit, a vet, and a number of women. So it's like, midlife, you go, I've done like three midlife crises. Can you go through more than one midlife crisis?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what I've done. I want a vet.
Good, okay.
If this is the new vet,
that's
I was hoping I could get like a leftover 2018, so it doesn't like really slam me. It's not too expensive. This is cool.
So on a car front, let me ask you this, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So my lease is up in 3 weeks with Route 22 Toyota, and it's a
get matching fits. The way me and Eddie Murphy got matching Jaguars back in the day.
I don't know that I'm a Corvette guy.
Yeah.
I'm a
Corvette guy.
Neither can I. I'm an inexpensive, whatever gets me to work guy. But here's my dilemma, right?
Yeah,
so my rear bumper is, let's say, falling off because I was rear-ended about 7 months ago. I never had a chance. I'm busy. I got a lot going on. So
is there a noise when you drive?
No, it's just over the ground. It's not quite on the ground, but it's almost on the ground.
Frank!
About a month ago, for the life of me, I don't know how it got there. But the corner, my rear corner, passenger side, is dented in as if I backed into a
bumper cars?
Fire hydrant or something. It looks like that.
Yeah.
So here's my question, right? So now I'm probably going to re-up with Route 22 Toyota.
Got to. Yeah,
they do a great job.
Best deal ever.
And great cars and really affordable and great service.
Yep.
But my question is, should I get this repaired first or don't?
No.
Okay.
I'll make a phone call.
No, because my uncle has an auto body shop, and he would give me a good deal, but he's not going to do it for free. It would probably cost, you know, a grander.
But you know the beauty about Route 22? We always talk about Route 22 Toyota. They're so it is so easy over there. Go right. over there, tell them your dilemma. Tell them your dilemma. Tell if you talk to Alex Kinsella, the general manager, I'm telling you, Alex, you should tell or play this audio for yeah. Alex.
And it's not even the money. It's the time.
Yeah,
it's
I understand.
Going to the car.
No, it's better just take it in, get a new thing.
Yeah. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. So what are you gonna get? You don't know.
I don't know. They
got Tundra truck there. You're not a truck guy either.
You know what it is? I go to a car dealership, I am the worst consumer ever. Right. So when I walk in, I will buy or lease whatever the first car that they offer me is. Yeah. Whatever the first one is, doesn't matter what it is. They say, "How about this?" I say, "That's perfect." So now my dad does not let me go alone. So now I have to act like I'm putting some thought into this. Meanwhile, I'm not. I'll take whatever they give me.
And sounds then, good. Great.
Yeah, but he'll veto that. He says, no, you don't want that. You need this. Yeah. So we'll see. The truth is I'll take whatever they give me.
This does not.
I'm showing
Frank a picture of a bright red mid-engine new. Well, this must be a 2020 Corvette. Come
looks
on.
That's great.
Man. Yeah, I think so. Can't you see me in that? Can you see me in that?
100%.
You know what I mean? This is my last midlife crisis, Frankie.
All those kids you have, they're not going to fit in there.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. That's a great point. That's why I have the SUV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what you need. You need to haul around musical instruments, sporting equipment, and children.
You don't think you can fit that in here? No, you can't. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Believe me, there's a lot to get into. This is what you call distraction. I'm so fed up. You know it, and I know it. We're the best country in the world. We're in a great, great place in the United States of America. You're not racist. You're not too white. You're not too brown. You're not too gay. We don't care what you are. We are all in this together. God bless you. I love you, and I know you love us right back. So God bless America, please. I'm so sick of the fighting and the infighting and the back and forth and the little snipping that you hear from the mainstream media, the fake news that becomes the narrative that becomes the real news when I turn on the network news at 6:30. Now, we're trying to take the high road here, and we'll go to films. And then Mike Lindell, Steve Guttenberg, and we'll get into politics with Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis doing a great job up there in Albany, and Congressman Lee Zeldin. Truly, like I always tell Congressman King, this is a great public servant Lee Zeldin is, and a veteran. We appreciate his service to the United States. 8:21, we'll get into it. You know this time for that. And your phone call is always at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Debbie, how you doing this morning, girl?
Good. Mm-hmm. I can see you in the red Corvette zipping around.
You with those stiletto heels that you told me you bought yesterday. Did you get the stiletto heels? Is that what you got?
No. I don't really wear stiletto heels. They're just too high. I have high heels, but not quite stiletto. Okay.
You with the red dress. What was the red dress you bought? What was that red dress? That one of the we were broadcasting live. You were the red Debbie in the red dress
you,
and the heels.
You do remember that red dress? Yes. You like the red Corvette?
It goes with the red Corvette. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Come on.
I'm just saying. Okay, let's go for a spin. Hey, I could definitely go for a spin in the Corvette. Sounds
that,
fun.
Who is that creepy old guy in that car? It's Joe. Yeah.
Joe. No, you're not creepy and you're not old. You're fabulous.
Oh, you're the best, Debbie. I love you. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. 8:22 on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Joe, let's go to Metro North. A 15-minute delay on the Harlem and New Haven lines because of some ongoing issues. You're moving okay on the LIRR and New Jersey Transit. Watch for some slowdowns as you head over to Sunrise Highway, westbound, getting out toward Lindenhurst. Getting reports of an accident by 109. It's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx West out through Westchester Ave, but they finally cleaned up an accident there. I see a lot of volume on the BQE in both directions right by the LIE. Gowanus eastbound is very busy getting up past Fort Hamilton Park. Way and traffic is moving a little bit slowly here on 80 westbound as you get out toward 287. So prepare for some stop and go traffic there as well. Garden State Parkway North at 145. That's a stalled car. He's in the way and traffic is slowing down on 440 southbound into Perth Amboy with an accident as well. We're still seeing some stop and go traffic over on the Taconic southbound getting down through Pleasant Valley with a crash and the Bronx River Parkway northbound getting up through the area of White Plains. It looks like a stalled car. It looks like we'll see some sunshine this afternoon. High of 91. It'll feel like 100. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow is seeing smoke.
Horowitz's Inspector General report was due to be released literally anytime this month. The FISA abuses. What's very important right now is to understand that all of a sudden, in the last hours before this report is about to go public, we now have this release of a statement saying it's going to be delayed some. Why? Witnesses are coming forward.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 824 right now. Imagine you're relaxing on the sky deck of a beautiful yacht as it cruises through New York Harbor. The iconic skyline creates a picturesque backdrop as you sip a delicious summer cocktail, finding refuge from traffic that plagues the tri-state area. How about that? That sound good? Well, all this can be yours on board the Atlantis luxury private yacht with Captain Fred. I love the Atlantis. I keep telling you. You know, these are fully insured, by the way, these yachts. Coast Guard certified, family-owned and operated, three-deck mega yacht. Listen to this. It's the ultimate venue for your wedding, anniversary, party, birthday, corporate event, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, you name it. Captain Fred and the Atlantis crew will make any event unforgettable. Called Captain Fred. Remember I told you that? And I said, 4th of July, maybe I'll take the kids out with me. He was sold out. I'm telling you. And he felt so bad. And we go on the Schmooze Cruise every September with all the sponsors from WMCA and AM 970. And I'm telling you, every time you go past the Statue of Liberty, it's worth the cruise. You see the Statue of Liberty in all her glory. Lady Liberty right there, especially when it's twilight. The architectural beauty of the Brooklyn Bridge. I see Ellis Island in the distance where my grandparents came to America. I'm telling you, and the Atlantis is impeccably designed with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite, immaculate restroom, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are out of this world. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. This is a spectacular idea to get on the Atlantis with Captain Fred. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 1231 or visit please newyorkcruises.com.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to AM970TheAnswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to AM970TheAnswer.com.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Jeffrey Lyons is standing by on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo at 827. We'll go to Jeffrey in 2 seconds. I wanted to tell you about Balance of Nature. I like telling you things that are good for you. Balance of Nature will make you feel better. It is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. If you're crazy busy like yours truly, always running everywhere, you need Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, it's antioxidants, fruits and vegetables in a capsule form. Dr. Douglas Howard says, and he says it's so true, Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. Everybody is on Balance of Nature. Everybody's taking Balance of Nature. Explain this. When I had the cancer way back in 1981, right? Grace of God, that curate in 1991. But still, you worry about it. You worry about it when the doctors tell you that. Because why? There's free radicals in our bodies, in all of our bodies. These free radicals attack everything that's good in your body. When you take antioxidants, the doctors told me this all those years ago, those antioxidants fight those free radicals in your body. Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form, that is free, it fights the free radicals. It is right there, antioxidants right there in capsule form. It's as simple as that. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. For a limited time, you receive 25% plus free shipping off your first purchase. Yeah, Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles, which are spectacular. These little travel bottles are great. They contain a free additional week supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Antioxidants. They fight the free radicals. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Just remember, please, to use the promo code, The Answer. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Oh, I like this.
That screwy ballyhooey Hollywood.
Jeffrey Lyons, world greatest film critic, kind enough to join us at 8:29 on the radio. Hello, Jeffrey. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I love how you play that famous song to introduce a diehard New Yorker.
Yeah. But
you know, your commercial that you ran for that rent a boat, the Atlantic.
Yeah, boat, man. Oh.
I went to a wedding on one of those boats. Yeah. And you know why I loved it? Because what? When it was circled around Manhattan,
yeah.
And when it came back, everybody left.
Yeah.
My wife would be the last person off the Hindenburg because she'd be saying goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, she stays and I love that about her, but I get really impatient after a while.
I always am the last one there. I always, even at a personal appearance, I'll do a show and then you want to make sure you say hello to the last person, and I'm always the last. It's a nice trait that your wife has, Jeffrey. No?
She has a lot of nice traits. Yeah. But I just said that's why I like that wedding. By the way, there's a thing at Film Forum which every New Yorker should enjoy. It's an incredible retrospective of Burt Lancaster's movies.
Wow.
Burt Lancaster was one of my favorite movie stars, He only worked with Kirk Douglas, my other favorite movie star, 7 times. Because they had parallel careers, you know, they were just about even in stardom,
number
of films,
right.
But they have movies like Gunfight at OK Corral, Trapeze, 7 Days, I think they have 7 Days in May, I don't know if they have Jim Thorpe All-America, The Killers, Field of Dreams, you know, he got started late, he served in World War II, I believe, and he got started late. But he became one of the biggest, and younger people don't know who Burt Lancaster was.
Yeah.
And Rocket Gibraltar, another great film. He could do all sorts of Judgment at Nuremberg. I remember when Sweet Smell of Success came out, and my friends would tease me saying it was about a nasty Broadway columnist, and they would say, oh, they made a movie about your father. No, it was about Walter Winchell. You know, 1,000 people came to my father's funeral, and the only person at Winchell's funeral was his daughter.
Yeah, is that true, Jeffrey? No one showed up for Winchell? Wow, man. Yeah. Hey, Burt Lancaster, the Jim Thorpe story, right or wrong? Was that him?
Jim Thorpe, All-American.
I
haven't looked at all the film, but all summer long it's down in Film Forum, and he was great in Jim Thorpe, All-American. I can watch that. That's one of the great sports movies ever made. You know, he was a trained acrobat. And all that kind of agility helped
Lancaster
him.
Was. Okay, yeah.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. Hey, and 7 days in May as a season. Oh, my God.
Wait, you know what? With Kirk Douglas, one of the great films ever made, 7 days in May.
Filmed it in the Oval Office because John Frankenheimer was friends with JFK.
Oh, my gosh, they got in.
And it was John Houseman's first movie.
Yeah.
You know, he played a treasonous admiral. I remember when I loved John Houseman, and I remember going to interview him at his home in Malibu.
Yeah.
And his movie, The Paper Chase, had just come out.
Right.
In which he says demeaningly to a student, "Here is a dime. Call your mother. Tell her there is serious doubt that you're going to be a lawyer." And I had a professor like that in law school, so I arrived at John Houseman's gate, and I pressed the buzzer. "Who's there?" I said, "Mr. Houseman, I'm Jeffrey Lyons. We have an interview, and I have a dime in my pocket. In case the interview doesn't go well, I'll call my mother." He loved it.
It's unbelievable the folks that you have met like that, Jeffrey. Let me go to a films on Lion King. Now, this on Broadway, forget about it. Brilliant, wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, the talent on Broadway in The Lion King is second to none. Does the film translate, Jeffrey?
Well, sure. It harkens back to the animated version, but some people are calling it a live-action version. Of course, it's not a live-action version. It's a computer version, and it looks live-action, but they didn't train a lion to stand on the top of a mountain. Of course not. And it's directed and produced by Jon Favreau. Now, I don't know how you really direct a movie with computers, but maybe he coached the people doing the voices. John Oliver is the voice of Zazu, the little bird, and Chiwetel Ejiofor, who really deserved the Oscar for 12 Years a Slave. He's the new voice of Scar, for some reason replacing Jeremy Irons, who's still with us. But they kept Jeremy Irons' signature phrase, You have no idea. That appears, and Alfre Woodard is one of the voices, and Beyonce is one of the voices. And it's really terrific. And James Earl Jones, of course, is irreplaceable as Mufasa.
Yeah.
And not to belittle some of my colleagues, but some of the nitpickers are attacking the movie. And I think it's great fun. You know the story. It's not different from the other one. And yes, they have some songs in it too. My favorite is "The Lion Sleeps Tonight." That's in it. And it's just a lot of fun, even though you know the story and you've seen the opening night.
Yeah.
It's funny. I went to the opening night of The Lion King on Broadway. I took my daughter, who was then about 8, and sitting next to us was Roy Disney, Walt Disney's lookalike nephew.
Wow, yeah, man.
Just like Walt Disney. Yeah. Anyway, so...
But Jeffrey, I got to ask you this. Did you know about Steve Guttenberg's on next hour? Three Men and a Baby. You know who directed Three Men and a Baby.
Offhand, I had to look it up. I don't know who
directed. At that. You know, Frankie threw that at me. I had no idea. Leonard Nimoy. How about that?
Leonard Nimoy played a lot of Native Americans on Gunsmoke and Have Gun Will Travel.
Right.
A Jewish Indian. You know, like who's the guy from Daniel Boone? That actor, too.
Yeah.
You know, I love it when Jewish actors play Native Americans.
That's like a sketch.
Then there's the Gregory Peck movie. I forget which one it was, where the Apaches have vaccination marks. You know, I don't think...
Oh,
younger people don't know what vaccination was. They don't do that anymore.
Jeffy, before we let you go, Teen Spirit worth seeing for the kids, perhaps?
Which one?
Teen Spirit this week. We got it? Is that out there? Huh?
Yeah, but I don't think it's for... Oh, yeah, it is. No, that's an adult film.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
Contest, and it's with Elle Fanning, who's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's now out on DVD, and it's a very good performance. But certainly, just because it says teen doesn't mean it's 14.
Thank you. I worry about that. I'm such a dork like that.
I know.
Every time the kids go out, I say, what's it rated, you know? Thanks to...
Oh, they should show some of your movies. That'll scare them.
I did. My kid was petrified when I showed Dead Heat to my 8-year-old then, Joey.
Yeah. And what did he say? Dad, they paid you for that?
Jeffrey, fair enough, my brother. But I know you love Treat Williams.
My father played himself in a movie once, and the critic said he was unconvincing.
Yeah, man, but to work with Vincent Price and Treat Williams, it was worth it, man. Right,
Treet's
Jeffrey?
Treat's a great guy. I know Treat Williams.
He's the best.
Hey, yeah,
Jeffrey,
really
so are you, Jeffrey Lyons. We love you. We send our very best, and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, Jeffrey.
All right.
8:36, join the radio. Mike Lindell is in the studio, the one, the only, the legend, the man, live on the Piscopo Show. Mr. Lindell coming up momentarily. Let's jump to Frankie Five Boroughs with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 8:37. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Eric Garner's mom is demanding the officer accused in the chokehold death of her son be fired during a sit-down at Gracie Mansion with Mayor de Blasio. The mayor invited the Garner family into his residence yesterday. The same week, the Department of Justice decided Officer Daniel Pantaleo would not face civil charges in the case. After the meeting, Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, expressed outrage that she's had to fight for 5 years to get the mayor to do his job and hold the NYPD accountable. In a statement, the mayor says the family has found no satisfaction or closure in the justice process, and he wanted them to know they're seen and heard. And newly released court documents show Donald Trump's former lawyer and a Trump aide discussed a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels only weeks before the 2016 election. The documents also show that Trump joined the call. Unredacted search warrants and documents in the Cohen case were released by the government prosecutors yesterday. And if you're stuck in traffic, we've got the answer with Debbie Duhaime. Hello there, Debbie.
Hello, Frank. Thank you. Let's go to 440 southbound, getting down through Perth Amboy. It's an accident. Traffic is still moving solely for you on the Garden State Parkway north of 145. A disabled vehicle. Inbound GWV moving along okay. Outbound upper, it's construction. Cross Bronx West, heavy. Bruckner out through the GWV. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, it's 20. Holland Tunnel about 20 minutes in as well. Traffic is moving okay on the southbound thruway, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch for some solid traffic here on the LIE eastbound, right at the Clearview, a collision blocking one lane. That's going to be stop and go northbound Van Wyck into Kew Gardens. Sunrise Highway westbound out past 109, a collision over there as well. Checking in on the forecast, hot today, a high of 91. It'll feel like 100. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 97. Sunday, isolated thunderstorms, high of 98. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Are you wondering why your retirement funds don't grow? Clearly billions are made on Wall Street, so how do they do it? I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. We can help you learn the same skill sets the big boys on Wall Street use so that you know when to be in the market and when not to be. This is one of the best markets in recent history. Wouldn't you like to take advantage of that? With the right skill sets, you can. And you can also learn to protect your money because we all know markets change. Join us at our next event called Step 1 Start Your Journey and Gain Control. With Tradeway, we'll help you get there one step at a time.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:41. Mike Lindell's sitting right next to me. We're going to go to Mike and say, well, I got to get Mike at the Michaels of Brooklyn. Mike at Michaels of Brooklyn. Yeah, if you're craving Italian food, and Mike, I know you love Italian food, right?
Absolutely.
You go, and I know you love Brooklyn.
Yep.
We'll bring a couple of my pillows out
if I can. Let's do it.
We'll go to Mike. And have a little pasta, calamari, eat like all that stuff, right?
Yes.
All right, but they don't have that in Minnesota, right? Where did you and I eat? We ate at a...
So many places, Joe. Minnesota, I think I took you. I go, I don't know. There's something there, Joe.
Do you have peach out here? Do you have peach out here? Yeah. Good to see you, my brother. You look great. You look great. I can't believe how busy you are. So I'm telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn, if I may. And we're going to get Mike out there because we were just out there with Congressman King and Rosemary's lovely wife, the great John Katzimatidis, and the beautiful Margot was there, Dan Donovan and Serena. Frankie Five Boroughs came out, Debbie Duhaime. When you want to go out in a group and you want to go to the best place, you want to go to Michaels of Brooklyn. The ambiance is great. And when I keep telling you what I love most about Michaels of Brooklyn, the food is spectacular. It is rated one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. This according to the Food Network. So the food is spectacular. You know, and I'm talking to Fred. I go, where's Johnny, your brother? Johnny's in the kitchen cooking. Michael's working it. They're all in the kitchen. I want to tell you, it is right there in Brooklyn. And the sauce that you get, yes, the sauce that you get around the country, in Minneapolis, in Salt Lake City, people write me all over, down in South Carolina, yes, Texas, I know, you get Michael's of Brooklyn right on the shelf, best jarred sauce, bar none. But the thing I love about Michael's of Brooklyn, when I see Marianne and I see Fred and Johnny out there, Michael himself, you know what, there's that authentic legacy of Italian tradition right there in Brooklyn, New York. You can taste it in the food. You feel the ambiance at the restaurant. Check out, if you're here in New York, Connecticut, Jersey, please go out to Avenue R in Nostrand. You have to check out Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America. Again, listening around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. Remember, when you go see all that sauce, when you go to the supermarket, take it home. It says Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
That's the man right there. Mr. Boyce, Phil Boyce comes in. Look at this. We're standing. The legend has walked in the studio. Two legends at one time.
Mike Lindell is not standing.
Mike
Lindell. I'm in here to pay homage to him.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, Mike Lindell, first of all, Mike, welcome back to AM 970. We love you. Mr. Boyce, we're still in awe of you. I have to bow down, Mike. Do you mind if I bow down? Phil Boyce, I'm sorry.
Here we go.
You guys are looking good. I knew you would.
I don't know if that's respect or if that's mocking me, but I'll take it. Either way.
No, it's always with respect. So Phil calls me, yeah, and he goes, because I was going to take a summer Friday off, maybe do the show from home or something. He goes, Joe, I'm a Phil voice. He goes, Mike Lindell's coming into the studio on Friday. I said, oh, man.
That changed your plan all of a sudden.
Matter of fact, this afternoon when I go and I go to the fundraiser for Donald Trump in Bedminster, sure, they asked Joe, would you work the room a little bit? I said, but first, I'd love the president, support the president, but I got to go see Mike Lindell first.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Man, you look great, man.
Well, you're looking good. I knew you would. That's so cool. Come on.
It's that my pillow, brother. It's that my pillow. You look like you're, I don't know, Phil, this man's schedule. And I watch you, and I know you, and we chat, and we go back and forth, and we tweet. You're in a different city every single minute, it seems.
Yeah,
traveling from one place to the next place. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what's going on, and we love, and thank you for the great offers on the MyPillow products here on the program. I tell you, it's the best sleep products ever, anywhere.
Well, thanks, Joe. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of three things. I'm doing a lot of evangelistic speaking.
You are?
And, big crowds, and then for my recovery network.
That's huge.
For the addiction.
Through the White House, correct? White House?
I'm doing that, and then I'm doing, I'm doing a lot of connecting with them, but I've got it's the Lindell Recovery Network. It'll be coming out, and I'm going to actually launch my book in a week or two to have the pre-sales so that the money can finance that. It's going to be huge. It's going to, the president's opiate bill fits right into that, and so I'm doing a lot of that, and then, of course, a lot of anywhere I can promoting our president and this administration.
Yeah, well, you're doing good with the opioid addiction. I love that you're doing. Yeah. I saw you down there at the White House. I'm watching this whole beautiful, right? You saw that, Phil, of course, at the White House. I see this great, great event. And then I see Mike Lindell going up. And, you're like front and center, man, because it is an epidemic.
Well, I've been there, Joy. I did a little crack cocaine. I was an addict. And,
I can't believe it. People can't believe that. Like, I love the way when you talk to the press, and then you talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
And then you go, I was hooked on crack cocaine. I had a tough life. And they go, I'm sorry. They don't know what to say.
Well, they don't know what to say because I've already said everything that I've done. And I'm not ashamed of it. I can't help my past. I can only use it for the future and use it to help everybody else and the story of hope.
And
my recovery network, it's going to be amazing. You're going to have, you put in your age and your addiction, and I'll be like the tour guide of the website, and I'm going to, I'll have all these stories I've gathered, tens of thousands, where they're not stories about addict's bottom. They're the commonality of the drug. So what you didn't like about the drug. So like if I was, I'm a crack addict, so it would be like I didn't like peeking out windows every night. I didn't like going to a grocery store and buying a whole set of silverware when all I needed was a spoon. I didn't like
that. Was indicative of the addiction.
Of crack, yeah.
Wow. And then there's different behavioral patterns
for different drugs. The addict knows. They see their pictures and they go, wow, they've been set free. And you don't tell them how, and you just, that they, you trust them because they're just like you.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell them where the help is. Here's where you go.
Yeah.
And then when they get out, I'm going to have paid mentors all over the country. These are careers. So my certified mentors are going to be, you had to have been an addict. Here's your requirement for your job. You had to have been an addict. Yeah. You had to have went through the center, the faith-based center, to your Teen Challenge, Salvation Armies, these amazing places that set you free from these, restore your heart. And then I'm going to have Relapse Trigger app where if you're going to relapse, let's say, Joe, that I get out and maybe my kids still don't like me. They have a problem, stuff I've done in the past. Well, if my direct mentor if he hasn't been through that, I just put it in the app, and someone that's been through that comes on, and they can easily talk.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, they it's
you're building it's, that it's, now. You're building.
No, it's built. It's just about. We're just getting the last few stories. We've got we vetted over 3,500 centers in the country that work. You know, we're only going to the ones that work. That's it.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, all the faith-based ones work.
They do, right?
Yeah, but it's going to change the country. It's going to.
So if someone's listening, someone's having a little bit of a difficulty, you know, hooked on something or other.
The best places to go is, you know, your Teen Challenge, your Salvation Armies, your Union Gospels. These places work.
Yeah.
You know, they restore your heart while you were addicted in the first place. See, I don't buy into that. Addiction's a disease. And they prey on families now going, you know, your loved one, you know, look at he's a disease. And they'll, you know, do you have insurance? Come on down to our center and then you'll pay $30,000. At the end of the 30 days, hey, you're cured. I'm going, what do you mean? Now I don't have my drugs, and I feel you've shamed me. I feel terrible inside, and then they run out of insurance, and then they'll go, well, cash in your 401k, you know, and it's addiction. They have monetized it, and all the AdWords on Google and everything. You put in addiction, and all these centers are fighting over the addict to monetize.
It's not a disease.
I don't believe it. It comes from wounds from childhood, comes from trauma, and fatherlessness, and stuff like that. And they manifest into wounds and, you know, trying to fit in, a feeling of an unworthiness when you're a kid, you know, and all these things. And depending on how deep the trauma is or how, you know, the wound, that's where I believe addiction comes from. And you got to, you know, this opiate crisis that's going on now, it affects everyone. Every single person I know has had someone die or close to dying.
Absolute epidemic.
We've got to get these kids, you know, that 15 to 25-year-olds, get them. Get there! Stop it right now, because it's only going to get worse. Of course, it would really help if we got the wall built and the drugs would keep coming.
It's so true. And Phil Boyce, you know, the president is front and center in this opioid situation.
I wanted to ask you. I want to tap in on something you said, Mike. Yeah. As somebody who has been addicted and kicked it, how important is faith in your ability to beat an addiction? Would you say that's
100%.
Like number one.
Yeah, that's number one.
You can't really do it without a faith.
That's number one, and then the second thing, getting your heart restored. You know, but having you come out of a faith-based treatment center and you've got a foundation of Jesus, but then yet you've addressed while you were in there, while you were, you know, the wounds you had or the trauma you had. And then you have a foundation, but not to say you're still going to have things that are, you know, everything's not going to be perfect. But when you get these triggers, then it's a lot easier when you have, because I'll tell you, addicts, when they come out of treatment or anywhere, one thing they want but they don't get is trust. You know who trusted me first? My drug dealers. Right. They knew I was done. You know.
And they intervened.
Yeah, they had an intervention.
This is just great. When's the book? When's the pre-launch for the book?
About 10 days, and it's gonna be pretty amazing.
What's the name of the book?
It's called What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO.
I love it. That's your story.
You read the book, and it's gonna be. I've been working on it for years and years and years. I saved stuff when I was a kid, like 20 years old. I owed the mafia like $20,000, and they wrote on a Hardee's bag. It said, pay by tonight or things are going to get very physical. The book. I save stuff like that. Yeah, so I could have pictures in the book to prove all these near-death experiences, you know, having these things. But I just wanted to make it so you read it and you know that this was 100% true.
Yeah.
You go in there and try and discredit anything, or it's 100% true.
You are one of the most, you know, Phil, this man right here, Mike Lindell, one of the purest guys I know, pure with a heart of gold like I've never seen. Yeah, and that's why, and I know I speak for Phil, too, our boss here. We so appreciate all that you do for the station when you come in and how excited you get about the pillow. When you call me and you say, I got this new deal that I see all over. Now, you broke it on my show, Phil. How about that? Is that great? He called up. He said, Joe, I want to do this $34.99 per pillow. I tell you, we don't take it for granted. We appreciate it. And we thank you for being part of our lives. Phil Boyce?
Yeah, it's been great. I kind of feel like I got my start way back here. You know, I got so nervous on the radio, and Joe kept saying, "Well, Mike, you're a natural." I go, "What are you talking about? I'm a natural. You're the natural.
I'll never forget that. You have gotten better. You've learned this. You're to the point now where I'm ready to let you substitute for Sebastian Gorka.
No,
come on, Sebastian, man. You can do 3 hours.
Sit in for Seb Gorka. That'd be great, man. Oh man, Mike, thank you. We love you, man.
Joe. Thanks
for going by. Yeah, Mr.
God
Boyce.
Bless you. God bless you all.
Thank you for coming back, Phil. Okay, and appreciate it very much. Debbie's on the road. 8:53 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Mike and Phil. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to 95 northbound New England Thruway. Busy getting up through Port Chester. Looks like some road work out there, and that's what's causing the delay. Over on the Sprain, south at Tuckahoe Road into Yonkers, a collision over there to deal with. And it's still stop and go this morning as you head over to Sunrise Highway, westbound out past 109 with a collision. Watch for slowdowns on the Southern State Parkway eastbound, right past Eagle Avenue, an accident there as well. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic cross Bronx West, Bruckner, out through the GWB. Outbound GWB, upper and lower, it's ongoing construction. Eastbound side of the LIE at the Clearview, an accident there as well. Inbound side of the GWB, moving okay. Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland Tunnel only about 5 minutes in from the Turnpike, but 20 in from 1 and 9. And heading to the Garden State Parkway North at 145. It's an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
$1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
The decision to put hardwoods on your floor actually isn't all that hard, because the Home Depot has Bruce Plano Marsh Oak Solid Hardwood Flooring at a new low price of just $289 a square foot. It was $379. Your floors will give you the great look you want now and a boosted resale value later when it's time to sell your home. Today is the day for doing and for adding value with Bruce Plano Hardwood Flooring for just $289 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through August 4th.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, you got 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's 8:55 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. All European models are... 855, there it is, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get this free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you know what the best thing about it is? You don't got to deal with dummies. Alex is there with the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you have to 9 o'clock, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Yay! Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
We got Max Vito. Max, how are you, buddy? What do you got for us this morning?
Yeah, it's going to be a warm one today and the next couple of days as well.
How warm? How hot is it, Max Vito?
So today we're looking at a high of 91, but it'll feel like it's close to 100 this afternoon. The peak of the heat comes both Saturday and Sunday. Highs around 98 both days, but some places will likely top up over the century mark. So with all that humidity, the heat index will peak near 110 degrees each afternoon, wow, Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
We haven't reached 100 in New York City since 2012. Yeah. So
Wow. Max, well done, and thank you so much. And if I may, Joe on the radio 857 as we go into break here, just stay hydrated. This is dangerous now. You got to stay hydrated. Watch the kids in the car. Watch the pets in the car. Watch the elderly. Stay hydrated. You can't mess around with this. Even me, I love hot. I love the heat. I'm out there. I will soak it up. I will love every minute of it. But make sure you please stay hydrated today. Certainly tomorrow, 100 degrees. Even down toward the shore, it's going to be like 100 degrees. So, hey, I'll tell you what, 877-970-2999 if you want to call on our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to do that when we come back. It's a couple of minutes away from 9 o'clock. We're going to do the local news with Frankie Five Barrows, network news, and then you know who's going to join us? Steve Guttenberg, longtime actor, and he's doing a new film called Miss Arizona. And you know Steve from Three Men and a Baby, directed by Leonard Nimoy. That's right. Who knew? Steve did. He did Cocoon. Loved him in Cocoon. Police Academy. The new film is Miss Arizona. So we're going to welcome Steve to the airwaves. Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis, she's fired up. She's straight back, fresh from Israel. And we're going to talk about what's going on with the anti-Semitic rise in the United States House of Representatives and all that's going on up in Albany. She's from New York's 11th, doing a great job. Nicole Maliotakis. Congressman Lee Zeldin, too. Totally so fired up. I quoted Lee just yesterday and what he did talking about this anti-Israel sentiment. You don't want to miss Congressman Zeldin with Piscopo in the morning. And Frankie Five Boroughs. Coming up to 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Happy Friday.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
76 degrees at 8:59. I'm Frank Moreno with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police on Long Island are being credited with helping deliver a baby early this morning. Officers responded to a 911 call around 3:30 this morning of a full-term woman in labor at a home in Commack. Three officers helped Christine Jenis give birth to a healthy baby girl. The 37-year-old mom and her newborn were then taken to the hospital in good condition. And the New York City Fire Department now says their 200th member has died as a result of 9/11-related illness.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.